Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Richard Campa, the new CEO of Exobox Technologies. The company trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is EXBX, and they are a developer of information risk management and security solutions that help organizations protect and recover their most valuable information assets. Thanks for joining us today, Richard.
Thank you. Glad to join you.
Great. Anytime now. Start off by talking about some of the highlights of your recently filed 10-K.
Yes. Well, I have been CEO of the company for a mere 4 weeks now, roughly speaking, and we unfortunately were late in filing the 10-K, which led to some confusion in the marketplace with regard to an E being placed on the symbol. That was my first day in the job to learn that. But we have since met the deadline. We filed last week, and there wasn't really any major surprises in the 10-K. Ostensibly, it indicates that the company is in need of raising additional capital, approximately $2 million in short-term operating capital and another $10 million or so to develop fully the what we now call the secure environmentalization technology, which kind of lost its focus during the last regime here. So I've been hired to not only recapitalize the company in a meaningful manner, but to really bring these products to market. And we've had a lot of vision here at the company, but as I've indicated before, it's not enough to stair up the steps. You have to step up the stairs and really execute the operating piece of the plan, and we're looking forward to doing that.
Well, very well said. Now, the company has the Exobox, logo, ExoDetect. Can you talk about some of your main products, what they do, and where we may be able to find them?
Yes, we have released two products, ExoDetect and ExoWatch, which has been under development for over the past year or so, and they were built on the SAS data leak protection program. And these products will enable companies in multiple verticals that demand compliancy to meet those goals while not having to commit a large investment to the endeavor. We can offer services to companies, and we have major clients now that are testing the product, and I would hope in the next several weeks that we'll be able to release to the market very large companies that have purchased the services. Ostensibly, what we do is that we do a scan in the wild that picks up information on the public domain of a specific company, for example, that feels that they have protected their data confidentially when in fact they have not. And we bring that to their attention. We can categorize the information, whether it be a board meeting information that leaked, product design, materials, documents, et cetera. And to be able to categorize that for the client, as well as to group it in such a manner that we can tell which host computer violated the lack of compliancy. And we can categorize it by country, by state, and by host server. So it's a fascinating product, and we feel that these two products, ExoDetect, ExoWatch, will be able to help brand name the company. We will contract the services once we have capital raised. An outside firm that will be able to help brand the company in a much more effective manner than we've done thus far. And then really focused on the future development. Really, it's what formerly was called the Suez technology. It's since been changed. The name has been changed to Secure Environmentalization technology, and this is really a paradigm-shifting, industry-changing, revolutionizing opportunity here, we feel, that will address the need to deal with the ever-increasing threat and global financial impact of cyber menaces such as viruses, worms, Trojans, kennel, kernel node attacks and the like. And we think that in 12 to 15 months, we can have this particular product fully ready to go to market. We will be contracting the coding services of Open Resources located up in Nashua, New Hampshire. We had had a relationship with them some time back, and the company kind of lost its focus and moved in a different direction, but we are going to re-engage that relationship and take advantage of what they view as well as a very great product that has far-reaching implications, and that we will have an intellectual property that will be patented here very shortly. We have two patents that are approved. We have 16 patents pending, one major one that we expect to have it fully approved in the next couple of months.
Well, good. And so who are some of your competitors here, Richard, and what makes your company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think what you're going to find, and you have Symantec Corporation, which is also in the endpoint security, and I'm just now kind of learning all of the major competitors in this arena. What's going to separate ourselves is simply that the technology that we have developed with regard to protecting the ability of viruses to enter the data bank is just different, a different approach that anyone else has used out there, including the major players out there such as Symantec Corporation. And there's a gentleman by the name of Ted Runge who actually wrote a white paper on our technology a couple of years ago, which we have available. It's been published, and it certainly put a very positive bent on the technology.
Good, and perhaps, can you talk a little bit more about some of these market trends as far as security and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them?
Well, I mean, the trend is that this is such a far-reaching trend for all industries. It's just not pertaining to the HIPAA compliance issues in healthcare, to the Sarbanes-Oxley issues there in the financial world, et cetera. I mean, there are mandates coming down either from the government or other forms that are requiring companies to protect their data confidentially. And unfortunately, is that there has not yet been proven a format where this is fully protected, and there is many billions of dollars that are being spent annually, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, unfortunately, having been here for 3 or 4 weeks, but it is significant dollars being spent in this area, and we feel that with the intellectual property that we have developed, which will be approved here shortly, along with 15 other patents worldwide, we think we're going to be in a very, very good position to capitalize on this. We'll certainly be using business-to-business or employing a business-to-business licensing effort to really gain momentum in this arena. But meanwhile, while that product is being finalized or fully developed, as I said, maybe 12 to 15 months out, we will be selling the ExoDetect product line, which we believe we'll capture a very significant portion of the business in the market. And that will help us become more recognizable. It's a company we were formed back in 2002 and ran into some hiccups along the way, as most startups do, and it was undercapitalized at the time. And we've taken a real hard look in terms of what we really need to really become a viable entity in this market. I mean, we're terribly undervalued presently. We're selling roughly at 3 cents a share, and we are certainly thinking that expecting that once we make some product releases here and get a little bit more PR out there in the marketplace, and certainly making an announcement that we have raised the required capital to make all of this happen, ought to help push the stock north.
Definitely. And so perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Richard, as well as the key management at ExoBox Technologies.
Yes. I come from the healthcare sector. I was president, chief executive officer, and chairman of a number of companies in my past. The last several years, I had actually formed a new company called GenStem, which was focused in the stem cell research end of it. We didn't get the full funding for it, and meanwhile, I looked at this position here at ExoBox and felt that this was even a greater opportunity. I have run companies that are multi-dimensional internationally as well as domestically, averaging about $250 million in revenues, 190 clinics in 28 states, a company called U.S. HealthWorks in the occupational medicine arena, spent a lot of time in the radiology sector as well, and have been involved in taking companies public or getting involved in a publicly traded company and turning it around and selling those companies at a very large profit or large return for the shareholders. We are right now scaled back to just a couple of employees. We have a vice president of sales and marketing, Sam Van Ryder, who has been in the endpoint security arena for about 12 years. And our chief financial officer is Michael Wirtz, who formerly was the first CFO of the company dating back 8 to 10 years, then left for a period of time and has been since rehired. As we gain additional operating capital, certainly we'll be able to rebuild a company or to add the skill set that I think is required to take this to the next level. And I've my background will indicate that we've been successful in building a good team, whether it's in the sales and marketing operations, billing and collections departments.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals and objectives that the management team hopes to accomplish here moving forward in the next 12 months?
Great question. And the first and foremost is to raise at least $2 million for operating capital needs. But overall, we need about $10 to $12 million to complete the product development, hire a number of key individuals to really drive the top line. In my view, is at this point, it's the real bottom line is the top line. We need to start generating the revenues to not only pay the bills, but really to get our name out there in the marketplace. Because to follow behind this, ExoDetect product is the secure environmentalization technology that will be a game changing technology, in my view. This product has been verified by the National Institute of Standards and Technology out of D.C. And the various white papers that have been written about the verification of the technology itself. But we have to finalize this last coding component, which is all important to really to bring it to fruition. And as I've said, is that it's about a 12 to 15 month product program out there, which will include six product lines entailed in this technology.
Well put. And so in terms of investors, Richard, do you think that right now investors are that your financial story, your investment story is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I don't think that I think that with the various changes that have taken place, we've gone through two CEOs over 5 to 7 years. Change is not always good sometimes unless you really are able to articulate why the changes were made. We need to have a more concerted effort here to get the message out. There is a lot of upside to this company. It is there's an investor coming in at 3 cents is a great buy. There is very little downside to it, and there is a huge upside. I think once one learns of the technology that's involved, it's intellectual property. It's something that I really don't want to, until which time I have a patent approved on it, which I'm expecting shortly. It's hard to get into all of the details, but I think once that is announced, I believe that the investor investor sector will jump on this stock.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Richard Campa, the new CEO of Exobox Technologies, which trades on the bulletin boards. Ticker symbol is EXBX. So before we conclude, Richard, just to conclude, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Exobox Technologies as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that the endpoint security issue is all important. It's not just one vertical. It stretches out at all directions within the within all markets worldwide. We have patents pending in almost every country overseas, and I think that once a technology can be brought to the market that virtually protects any ability for viruses or Trojans, et cetera, to invade your what you thought was a secure data bank. I think once that's proven and we get more information out to the market and it comes to market in the time frame that we say, it's almost difficult to imagine that a company that is virtually has no sales presently could, in a matter of a couple of years, through its direct channel sales or other relationships out there, it could generate hundreds of millions of revenue annually. And I think that this has the potential of doing it without sounding overly puffery about it.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Richard.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to having another discussion sometime in the near future.
Anytime.